Buying or selling your home? Real Estate for Life can connect you with a pro-life real estate agent. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 65% to Catholic Answers. Learn more at realestateforlife.org. Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kelly, your host. Happy to be here with you. 2 hours of Ask Me Anything today. Jimmy Akin, first hour. Second hour, Carlo Broussard. And you can ask anything you want. 888-318-7884. You want to know something about the Catholic faith? You want to know, you got a philosophy question, a religion question, whatever. It's all welcome. 888-318-7884. With Jimmy's here, you can ask anything else as well. I'm going to give out that number a few more times, and then we're going to give out the other number, because in addition to answering questions today, Jimmy and I will be asking you for your support, because we are in the second day of our three-day pledge drive. We do this quarterly to raise the money that we need in order to continue to produce the show for the next 3 months. So if you have a question for Jimmy Akin, I will give out that number now, 888-318-7884. If you're not going to use it for a little while, maybe jot it down, because I'm not going to say it again for the rest of the hour. 888-318-7884. Whether you are Catholic or not, your call is welcome. When I was talking about the pledge drive, it costs us $225,000 to produce all the programming we produce here in this studio each 3 months. And we come to you and ask you to support us. Then that makes it possible for us to give the programming away free to anybody who wants it. Anybody in the world, in any country in the world, on any medium in the world that would like to broadcast this program can do so. And they don't have to pay anybody, because we just want it to be free. That makes it easy. That's why you hear calls from all over the world to this program. If you're ready to support the program, that number is 888-291-8000, or you can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. 888-291-8000. Every pledge, whether it's a $10 a month pledge, or a one-time pledge of $5,000, whatever it is, it's all matched dollar for dollar today. 888-291-8000. Jimmy Akin is senior apologist here at Catholic Answers and the proprietor of Jimmy Akin's Mysterious World. Hello, Jimmy. Thanks for being here.
Very hello, Cy Kellett.
Let me just go over, Jimmy, for you too. I know you know this, but for the benefit of the listener, we also yesterday did this big new thing where we said if we could get 200 calls in, then we had a donor who would give us $20,000. Well, Jimmy, at 5 o'clock, exactly at 5 o'clock, we had exactly 200 donations in for yesterday. It hit it exactly on the head. So with not just one donor, but David, the head of development, tells me several donors have made available a $23,000 bonus today if we can match that again. If we can get 200 donations in today, we have a $23,000 bonus on the line. Perfect time to call, 888-291-8000.
And the reason that we picked 200 donors for this is because we've discovered that if we get about 200 donors in a given day, then that puts us on track to meet our overall goal of $225,000 to be fully funded for the next quarter. So we need to make 200 donors today. So please do give us a call. The number is 888-291-8000. You'll be hearing that number a lot. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. Or if you prefer, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Once again, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. That website is mobile responsive, so you can use it on your phone. You don't have to be at your computer. And it's also available to you 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. So, you know, if you're not here in North America, you can't use the toll-free line, but you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And if you're not listening live, but, you know, you're listening on podcast or later on YouTube or something like that, you can still go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and support the show. So please do. We do need your help. We do need to begin making progress towards that 200 donors for today. So please do give us a call right now. It's very easy. takes just a few moments to make a donation. And the number to call again is 888-291-8000. Once again, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We've got lots of Catholic Answers employees who are taking the day off from their regular duties, or taking these 2 hours off from their regular duties, and they're sitting at their desks right now just waiting to hear from you.
All right. I'm going to go to the other phone and allow Jimmy to take some questions. I will reinforce what Jimmy said, and then we'll go to the phones. 888-291-8000 is the number. We've got eight lines open right now, ready to take your calls. Perfect time to call. Every dollar that you pledge is matched dollar for dollar. And if we can get 200 separate pledges in the 2 hours of programming today, we have several donors who will give us a bonus, $23,000. So that's an exciting one. 888-291-8000. Or as Jimmy said, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It counts there too. If you make your pledge there, then that counts on our count towards 200. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. On the line first, we go to Andrew in Los Angeles, listening on Catholic.com. Welcome, Andrew. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Hi, Sai. Hi, Jimmy.
Hi, Andrew.
So, I just saw the Council of Trent episode about demons that came out today, and you mentioned something about the possibility of alien life. And if I recall, the common Catholic position is that if they are able to desire heaven, there is nothing stopping us from evangelizing to them. However, in another episode of Catholic Answers Live, where Joe was doing the show on 5th of July, Joe mentioned the difficulty of believing in creatures like elves because they have non-human but rational souls. And if they are able to sin, Jesus cannot incarnate as a non-human because there would be a contradiction, because he has already incarnate as a human. So he cannot be fully God, fully man, and fully elf, for example. So how would you reconcile these two views?
Okay, well, first thing I'd say is I didn't hear what Joe had to say, so I can't comment on it directly. But if he said what you said, well, then I disagree. St. Thomas Aquinas held that all three persons of the Trinity could incarnate, and they can incarnate more than once, because if you can incarnate once, then omnipotence will allow you to incarnate again. It's not like becoming incarnate is something that you can only do once with infinite power. If you've got infinite power, you can incarnate as many times as you want, and therefore it would be possible, if God chose to create elves, for Jesus to be fully God, fully man, and fully elf. You know, he could have a elven nature in addition to his complete elven nature, in addition to his complete human nature and his complete divine nature. So that's one way that God could redeem elves. The same thing would be true of any extraterrestrials that exist. He could incarnate as an alien and redeem whatever alien race he incarnated as. It's also possible for him to redeem aliens without incarnating, because as St. Thomas Aquinas explains, and even though I'm not a Thomist, I agree with him on this, the incarnation as the means of our redemption was God's choice. He could have chosen to redeem us in some other way besides having Jesus become incarnate. And so God could choose to redeem another race without an incarnation. And then thirdly, since Jesus did incarnate as a human and died on a cross, that made infinite satisfaction because he's an infinite person. So Jesus has already paid an infinite price for sin. And if God chose, he could apply the benefit of that infinite price to other races, whether they're elves or aliens or whatever else there might be. So I would say that there are multiple ways that by his omnipotence, God could save any other intelligent creatures that he chose to create. In fact, the Catechism says that it's not due to a limitation of divine mercy that fallen angels aren't saved. It's because they don't want to be saved the way their will works. But God's mercy would extend even to them if their will worked differently and they were able to repent.
Andrew, thank you. It's always nice to get to talk with you. In addition to answering questions today, we've got to come to you and ask you to support this program. Each quarter, we ask you for your support. It's almost 27 years now the show's been on the air, so you've been very kind to us in the past, and we need your help to continue for the next 3 months. We always try to just tell people what we need, and as Jimmy was saying earlier, we found that if we can get 200 pledges in the course of the 2 hours of the show, it generally means we're on track to be fully funded. So our full funding is $225,000 each quarter. For that, we get hours and hours and hours and hours of very high quality media. If you could call right now, then you will help us towards that 200, and you will have every dollar of your pledge matched. Every dollar matched. 888-291-8000.
Now, Cy, one of the things we always do when we have a drive like this, and we really try to keep these drives short. You know, we only do 3 days of fundraising every 3 months, and it's only 2 hours a day. We're not like PBS where, you know, they do it 24 hours a day for a whole week. And we also, you know, are answering questions, are doing our regular jobs alongside the fundraising. But it is necessary for us to do fundraising, and we have thank you gifts that we want to send people to thank them for their generosity and supporting the show. Cy Kellett, could you tell us about the thank you gifts that we have available this time?
I would be happy to. For anybody who makes a donation, $75 or more, or $10 a month or more, we'll be able to send you this book, Sola Scriptura Doesn't Work, 25 Practical Reasons to Reject the Doctrine of Bible Alone. It is out yesterday. It's the newest book from Catholic Answers Press by Joel Peters. Sola Scriptura Doesn't Work. We'd love to send it to you. Also, anybody who comes in at the $10 a month level, any level $10 a month or more, if you're a monthly donor, you're a member of our Society 315. You get all the benefits of Society 315, which is regular communications from us. Sometimes it's a bonus interview or article or some kind of video product or something like that. But also you get the t-shirt, and for this pledge drive, we have the Halo app, premium Halo app subscription for a full year for anyone who becomes a new monthly donor, $10 a month or more. Plus, it's all doubled. Everything you give is doubled today because we have a match for any new pledge at all. 888-291-8000. And in addition to all of that, when you call and you give, you become one more in that. We're trying to get 200 donations today, and that will get us closer and closer to a $23,000 bonus. There was a little a wave of calls that came in when we asked you before we went to that phone, to that conversation that we just had with Andrew, and that has gone away, and now there are 11 lines open. So a perfect time to call. And it's if you're thinking of giving, calling early is always a generous thing to do because that leaves lines open for people later and just helps us as we're approaching the end of the hour. So great time to call. Now 10 lines open, 888-291-8000.
Yeah. It also helps dramatically diminish our anxiety levels as we're doing this. If we know that people are calling and we've got, you know, folks calling in making donations, Cy and I and the others who were on the air, we can get really anxious if we don't see the phone lines full. So it really helps us out if you call early and consistently. Oh, boy, that's such a relief when that happens.
You know, Jimmy, yesterday we had lots of calls. It was so exciting because people, I think, really tried to help us to get that $20,000 bonus and did. And then mixed in with these, there were a couple people who gave very large pledges, like $5,000. So
awesome. We need those.
Yeah. And that made for such a successful first day. And maybe we could repeat that today. 888-291-8000. Now just eight lines open. One of the things that we were trying to communicate yesterday, and I hope we did communicate, is thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of people benefit from this radio program, benefit from hearing the message.
And yet, comparatively few of them actually support the show. Yeah. I know that in the past, we've looked at the number of radio towers we're on and divided the number of people who are in the radio club by that number of towers, and it's not that many folks per tower. I know I've heard figures in the past, like just 13 folks per terrestrial radio tower, and that's not a lot. We're pretty sure we got a lot more than 13 people listening to us on each terrestrial radio tower. So if you're one of the folks who does listen to us however you do it, whether it's via the app or online or via terrestrial radio or however you listen, and you're not yet one of the supporters, you know, you want to support the show that entertains you and that provides you with information and spiritual nourishment. You know, this is something that St. Paul talks about. He says, let everyone who is taught the word support the teacher. And so if you hear God's word on this show, then by all means, please support it so it can go out to other people, including those who are, for one reason or another, not able to support, or maybe they're not even Catholic. Although, to tell you the truth, we have some supporters that are not even Catholic, and yet they see the value in what we do on this program, and they do call in and support. And if you're a Catholic, you don't want to be outdone by folks who aren't even Catholic and yet see the value and call in. So please do give us a call. The number is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. And you can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
All right, back to the phones. We'll go and let Jimmy answer some questions. Please do pick up that phone and call. The 10 lines open now, 888-291-8000. Ricky's in Bellevue, Nebraska, listening on Catholic.com. Welcome, Ricky. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Hey, Si. Hey, Jimmy. Jimmy, I just want to say up front, I look forward to the debate between you and Joe on the subject matter in which you disagree on. I think it's going to be an epic showdown, so I'm looking forward to that.
But, I haven't heard what he said, so I don't know if there will be such a debate.
Well, if there is, I think it'd be great. But I want to preface Jimmy just with my question. I'm not trying to trick or trap you here. I'm just trying to be honest. My question is kind of a two-parter. Is it true that receiving the Eucharist is necessary for salvation? And if so, would it therefore logically follow that Protestants and evangelicals who don't have the Eucharist fall outside of that? And would that not contradict some of what, like, Vatican II has said about someone, you know, being baptized, being a Christian, even though it's outside of the church? Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. So this question has been coming up a lot lately. And so for everyone who's had this question, listen up, because here's the answer. Jesus clearly teaches in John 6 that if you don't eat his flesh and drink his blood, you have no life in you. However, the church has also, that clearly doesn't apply to everybody, because it didn't apply to the Jews who lived before the time of Christ. You know, they can get into heaven and they didn't receive the Eucharist. Similarly, Jews living in other parts of the Roman Empire before the Christian message got to them, they could be saved and they didn't receive the body and blood of Christ even after the time of Christ, because the gospel hadn't reached them yet. And the Catholic Church has clarified, particularly at Vatican II, that those who, through no fault of their own, are not Christian or not Catholic, can be saved as long as, under the influence of God's grace, they otherwise live up to the degree of light and grace that they have received, whatever level that may be. So it is possible for people who are Protestant or even non-Christian, through no fault of their own, to be saved. So the way we want to understand the normativity of receiving the Eucharist is not as an absolute necessity, but as a normative necessity. It's something that is the normal way that it is a normal way that we receive salvation, the same way faith in Christ is and the same way baptism is. And so this just goes into the same category as the other things that we need to do for salvation. We need to have faith in Christ. We need to be baptized. We need to receive the Eucharist. But all of those are normative necessities, not absolute necessities. And so if a person is not able to do one of those things through no fault of their own, then God knows they're not at fault and he's not going to hold them accountable for it. So that's the answer. And I hope that helps all the folks who have been asking this question lately, because I'm tired of answering it.
And that's what happens. We get these waves of the same question. And thank you very much for the question indeed. But it's just interesting. And sometimes I wonder if it's related to things that are being posted online. And sometimes it's just everybody's, it's occurring to a lot of people at the same time. But thank you for the call. Thank you for the question.
Yeah.
The numbers.
Thank you for letting me answer it and getting it out of the way.
888-291-8000 is the number to call. Lots of folks have been calling. We're down to 185 calls we need right now. And there are seven folks on the line. So if we add that, it's even fewer. But we don't know until the call is over if that's a gift or not. But we need 200 gifts today to get a bonus from some donors, several donors, actually, I was told, put together that $23,000. So $23,000 is what's on the table if we can get 200 gifts in today. To participate, to help us, all you got to do is pick up the phone and call 888-291-8000.
And Cy Kellett, if we're going to get 200 callers today, that means we need an average of 100 callers per 100 donors per hour. And this first hour is now one third over. So in order to make the goal, we ought to have on average 33 donors at this point. And thus far, we've only registered 15. So we are not where we need to be in terms of number of donors. We really do need to hear from you. That number to call is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Now, we're not quite up to the break yet, but we are going to be going to a hard break in just a few minutes. And that is an ideal time to call because it means you're not going to miss anything. So please do give us a call, 888-291-8000, and let's see if we can get up to the 50 calls, to the 50 donors that we would predict we need to have at the halfway point in this first hour. So that's the target. Halfway through the first hour, we need to be around 50 donors. Let's see if we can get there. Please light up the phone lines and help us make it.
888-291-8000. Just think, over the next 3 months, your pledge will support this program. It will reach directly and indirectly millions of people with the good news of Jesus Christ, and it's going to be paid for by 600 people when we're all done. So please be one of those 600. Five lines open. Great time to call. 888-291-8000. Please just keep those lines busy, and that will allow us to keep going back to calls and letting Jimmy answer questions. That's what we actually prefer doing, as I'm sure that's probably what you prefer hearing. So let's. You know what? I did want to thank somebody. We have a donor named Mark listening on Living Bread Radio, who every day listens, and he's in Ohio, and he just wanted to say how much he loved the show. We're really grateful for his kind comments, and he came in at $25 a month. That's doubled right now, because every 12-month pledge, you know, if you give monthly, it's covered for the first full year with a 100% match immediately. So thank you so much, Mark. And I did want to say thank you in a special way, because I know you said very kind things when you gave that money. 888-291-8000.
He says he listens twice a day, which is really cool.
That is very cool. Mark, it's thank you. Thank you so much. Now, now I'm going to Ohio, but it's Andrew in Ohio listening on the Catholic Answers Live app. Andrew, welcome. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy Akin.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I just real quick just like to say how great everything you guys do is. It's incredibly helpful. But now I wanted to get to it real quick. So I know we have the seven, you know, other books in our Bible that Protestant Bibles don't actually have. And, I was talking to my dad the other day, and I'd go as far as to say he's anti-Catholic. Pretty much every time we talk about it,
By the way, Andrew, just so you know, we're coming up on this hard break. Oh, so yeah. If you can just ask me the question, I'll be able to answer it.
Yep, no problem. So how do I respond when someone says that the seven books shouldn't even be in there?
Well, I would point out a few things. These books were part of the Septuagint translation of the Old Testament, and the Septuagint is the version of the Old Testament that is used by the authors of the New Testament. They quote from the Septuagint when they're quoting the Old Testament 80 to 90% of the time. And they didn't issue any warnings about, even though we're quoting from the Septuagint, don't treat these seven books as canonical. They just used the Septuagint, and they alluded to things in those seven books. There are multiple passages in the New Testament where Bible scholars of all persuasions recognize that the New Testament authors, like, for example, St. Paul, are alluding to deuterocanonical books, like the deuterocanonical Book of Wisdom, for example. There's more to say about all that, but because we're coming up on the break, I would suggest, Cy Kellett, that we send Andrew a copy of my book, The Bible is a Catholic Book, where I go into all of this in much more detail.
Hang on, Andrew, we'll send you a copy.
So we are about to go to our midpoint break. We currently have 23 donors registered. We need to be up to around 50. This is a perfect time to call in. We're going to be doing the break, so you will not miss anything. Give us a call, 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
We'll be right back from this break. It's going to be a very quick one. Do make that call now with 12 lines open. Every pledge is matched dollar for dollar. And if we make 200 pledges today, if 200 people will call and make a pledge, we will get a $23,000 bonus. 888-291-8000.
Will you do us a favor right now? Clear your mind of all other thoughts and reflect for just a moment on how Catholic Answers Live has made a difference in your life. Has our broadcast made your afternoon commute more meaningful? Perhaps you've learned how to explain the faith to family or friends in a more vibrant, convincing way. Something you heard here may have been just the thing you needed to look into joining or returning to the Catholic faith. All of these are serious reasons to be thankful, first and foremost, to God, but also to all who have financially made it possible for us to air the show each day. Believe me, our gratitude could not be deeper. And we're coming to you today during our quarterly membership drive, asking you to join the ranks of the great people whose gifts and sacrifices have helped to turn around countless lives over the years, and, very possibly, helped make an eternal difference for many of them. Think about that for a moment. That's what your prayers and donations to Catholic Answers Live are doing. What a tremendous opportunity is being presented to you right now. Please, don't let it pass you by. Call 888-291-8000 or visit CatholicAnswersRadio.com and let one of our fast, friendly customer service team members take your pledge. Large or small, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you call right now. Again, it's 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're offering some great appreciation gifts that are sure to deepen your faith life even more. But what's best is you'll have the confidence that when you turn your radio on tomorrow or next week or 12 days from now, we'll be here, boldly and charitably presenting the truth to a world that's searching for precisely that. Your pledge is vital to keeping Catholic Answers Live on the air. Will you make the call today to 888-291-8000 or donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com? Thank you so much in advance. God bless you.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. We're heading towards the halfway mark of our August pledge drive. We come to you every 3 months to ask you for your support so we can do it for another 3 months. And that system has worked for almost 27 years now. So a perfect time to pick up the phone and call and make your pledge of support, 888-291-8000. Let me give you a few reasons to do that. One, your pledge is matched dollar for dollar today. Whatever amount you give, whether it's a monthly pledge, which will be matched matched for the whole 12 months, or it's a one-time pledge. It's all matched dollar for dollar today. 888-291-8000. Let me give you another reason to call and make a pledge. If we can get 200 gifts in today, we have a group of donors who said, hey, we'll give you a $23,000 bonus. So we're working our way towards 200. We're at about 30 calls for the first half hour. So if we could do just a little more than two calls a minute for the last half of this show, a little more than two calls a minute, which is, I mean, when you consider how many people are listening, that's not so hard. We will make it. We'll get to 100 for this hour. 888-291-8000. Jimmy Akin is our guest. It's an Ask Me Anything. And so we'll take little breaks from that to ask you for your support. Jimmy, right now there are 15 lines open. So a great time for people to pick up the phone and call.
In fact, it's a time we need people to give us a call. We didn't get as many calls during the break as we were hoping for, and I'm impressed that the necessity of the situation actually drove you to do math on the air, Cy Kelly.
Well, thanks,
and in order to calculate how many calls we need, but we do need a little more than two calls per minute for the rest of the hour, donor calls. So please do give us a call, 888-291-8000. Once again, 888-291-8000. And Cy Kellett and I are going to do our best to say that number slowly, aren't we, Cy Kellett?
We
so
are,
that folks
in fact
can hear it and call in.
888-291. I'm not just going to be slow. I'm going to be enthusiastic. 888-291-8000. What an opportunity. You can get every pledge matched dollar for dollar and also help us with any gift that's given in any amount. You get us one step closer to a $23,000 bonus. 888-291-8000. You should know that if you go online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and make your pledge there in any amount from anywhere in the world, that also counts towards the 200 gifts we're trying to gain for this 2 hours. 888-291-8000. Any $10 a month gift or more, or any one-time gift of $75 or more is going to get you this book, Sola Scriptura Doesn't Work. The latest book from Catholic Answers Press from Joel Peters, Sola Scriptura Doesn't Work. And also, if you come in as a new monthly pledger, any new monthly pledge, come in at the $10 a month level, $20 a month level, maybe the $50 or even $100 a month level. Whatever level you come in at, you become a member of our Society 315, and you get all the benefits, including the T-shirt. And for this pledge drive, you get a full year of the premium Hallow app, the highest level of the Hallow app, which has become so popular. Please call now. 10 lines open. 11 folks are on the line right now. So lots of folks are responding. 12 folks now, and just 9 lines open. But that's 9 lines open. Great time to call. 888-291-8000. Now we go to Augustine in Des Moines, Iowa, listening on Iowa Catholic Radio. Augustine, welcome. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Hi. I was just wondering that since all baptized people are part of a royal priesthood, could a layperson validly consecrate the Eucharist in a case of extreme necessity?
Okay, so in order to understand the nature of the royal priesthood, we have to look at the structure of the priesthood in the Old Testament period, because that's what it's modeled on. In the Old Testament, you had a high priest who was at the top of the priestly hierarchy. Then below that, you had ministerial priests who were specially consecrated to serve at the temple. And then all Israelites were a royal priesthood. That's where that quotation actually comes from. It comes from the Old Testament, where it refers to all Israelites. So by parallel, in the Christian age, we have one high priest, Christ. Then there are ministerial priests who were specially consecrated to offer the sacrifice of the Mass. And then all Christians are part of the royal priesthood. But we don't offer the sacrifice of the Mass the same way all Israelites could not offer sacrifices at the temple. And so the nature of the royal priesthood does not include the offering of sacrifice in the literal sense. We can offer spiritual sacrifices to God, like prayer and praise, but we cannot offer literal sacrifices to God. And this point has been infallibly clarified by the magisterium. You need to be ordained to the priesthood in order to be able to offer the sacrifice of the Mass, and consequently, ordinary lay people are not able to offer the sacrifice of the Mass, even in extreme circumstances, the same way as in the Old Testament, ordinary Israelites could not sacrifice at the temple, even in extreme circumstances. Ordination is a requirement for that.
And I'm going to say thank you to that, because as you know, we are in the midst of our quarterly pledge drive. What you do when you give here, you hear all the people that we give books to. You're paying for that. You hear the podcasts that we talk about. You're paying for that. You hear these programs each day, and then they're available. Every single program available on all kinds of social media places and played all around the world on different radio networks, radio stations, people's apps, people's websites, all that. You're paying for that and making it possible for it to be given free around the world. And lots of folks stepping up right now, 13 people on the line and 8 lines open. And you could fill one of those 8 lines right now and get us one step closer to a $23,000 bonus. 888-291-8000.
You know, one of the things that I often talk about when we're doing fundraising, Psychelet, is the biblical theology of fundraising, because the Bible does talk about it in a variety of different passages. One of those passages is in Galatians chapter 6, where Paul, in the context of talking about sharing all good things with their instructor in the Word of God, which is what we're doing here, we're instructing people in the Word of God, he says, "Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Whoever sows to please their flesh," which is the equivalent, but what he means by that is spending all your money on yourself, "will from the flesh reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit," which means financially supporting the instructor of God's word, "from the Spirit will reap eternal life." And so there are eternal rewards to be had for using your resources to support the teaching of God's word and not simply spending it all on yourself. So if you learn about God's word from Catholic Answers Live, by all means, earn those eternal rewards, you know, obtain those eternal rewards by calling in and donating to keep it going. The number again is 888-291-8000. Once again, 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000. I'll tell you what, I'll ask you to fill up those phone lines, because now there are 11 lines open and we're still we're not quite halfway to our goal of 100 for this hour. Let's put it that way. Not quite halfway there. So we need your help. 11 lines open, 888-291-8000. But before we do anything else, let's take another call. Alex is in Albuquerque, New Mexico, where Bugs Bunny once took a wrong turn, listening on the Catholic Answers Live app. Alex, go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Hey, Si. Hey, Jimmy. How you doing?
Good, Alex. Thank you.
So I'm actually an ex-Mormon, and I'm entering RCIA this September, mostly due to the work of you and Jimmy and Trent Horn, and really all of your work that you do at Catholic Answers. It's really great. So I just want to give you a quick shout out there. My question, I'll make it quick. One area I've been struggling in is, how do we know, or what's the best verification method to know that Catholicism is true, and that when they claim that they have divine revelation, we can trust that. But then when you have Mormonism or Jehovah's Witnesses claim that they also have divine revelation, how do we properly discern that?
Okay, so one of the key principles that we see in both the Old Testament and the New Testament for discerning whether, now Catholicism claims that the period of public revelation is ended, that it ended with the death of the last apostle. And one of the things that is used to test new public revelation, and frankly, any new revelation, whether it's public or private, is it consistent with what has previously been revealed? And this is a test that's used in the Old Testament. It's also a test that's used in the New Testament. And so one thing that all three groups are agreed on is the books of the Bible are revelation. And so in interpreting claimed revelations that have happened since the time of the apostles, like Joseph Smith's reported revelations or later revelations from Mormon prophets or from the Watchtower Bible and Tract Society, are they really consistent with what's in the Bible? And one of the things that's pretty clear in both cases is, unfortunately, both Mormons and Jehovah's Witnesses make claims that are not actually consistent with the revelation that we find in the Bible. In addition, there are other problems with the purported revelation that the two groups you mentioned have. For example, Jehovah's Witnesses have a history of inaccurately predicting the arrival of Armageddon. At a number of points in their history, they have claimed that it was going to happen by a certain date, and they've repeatedly failed in that. And so that really casts doubt on, you know, any claimed revelation that they have. In Mormonism's case, we actually have an ideal test case, which is the Book of Abraham. And the Book of Abraham, according to Joseph Smith, is a translation of a document written by Abraham himself upon papyrus. And we have the papyri that are the basis of the Book of Abraham. And it's very clear, and even Mormon Egyptologists admit this, that what the papyrus actually says does not correspond at all to what's in the Book of Abraham. And nevertheless, Joseph Smith claimed that it was. And that provides us with a way to evaluate Joseph Smith's credentials as a supernaturally endowed translator. And he didn't translate what was on that papyrus. If you'd like more information about Mormonism and its revelation specifically, I did an episode of Jimmy Akin's Mysterious World years ago on Joseph Smith as a Mormon prophet. I tried to be very fair and neutral and balanced, and you can check that out.
And I hope you will, and I thank you for the call. We have to go on because we have to take a quick break now. I'll let you know right now we are 47 gifts away from being at 100 for this hour. 18 minutes left in the hour, 47 gifts. Can we fill up the, at least let's fill up those 13 lines right now. Maybe you could make a $10 a month pledge or a $20 a month pledge right now. Every dollar of it is matched dollar for dollar, and everyone who pledges gets us one step closer to a $23,000 bonus. 14 lines open, 888-291-8000.
Catholic Answers Live.
The Catechism defines evangelization as the proclamation of Christ and his gospel by word and the testimony of life. But what does that look like in real life? It looks like St. Paul street evangelists out in the public square sharing the good news. We're a Catholic nonprofit that starts conversations by handing out free sacramentals. Then we employ our method of listen, befriend, proclaim, and invite. Catholic Answers is supported in part by St. Paul Street Evangelization. Visit streetevangelization.com to learn more.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. We are 17 minutes away from the top of the hour, about 45 calls or 45 gifts away from a $23,000 bonus. When you give, I've tried to tell you throughout the hour, and I know Jimmy has communicated what it means. It means a great deal to many, many people. I know that, well, you hear them, people who call up and say, I'm in the RCIA, I've come into the church, or I've come back to the church because of Catholic Answers Live. It's because of all of you who have made that possible for us to be able to give the show away for free. Let's fill up the lines right now, 888-291-8000. Let's get that $23,000 bonus by the end of this day, 888-291-8000. But I want to share a story from one of the people who has been affected by Catholic Answers. This is Kimberly.
While going through my recently deceased mother's things, I found a letter she intended to send to the priest who heard her first confession after almost 60 years. It was because of what I learned through Catholic Counselors Live that I was able to have conversations with her. And she was able to die in friendship with the church. The letter that she wrote to the priest is full of gratitude. Thank you.
Kimberly, thank you for that testimony. It meant so much. I can't even tell you what it meant to us when we heard that testimony. That's what it's all about. And that's why, I feel perfectly comfortable asking people to support this apostolate. We know that we put the money to good use. We know we get far more hours of high-quality media centered on the person of Jesus Christ, by the way, than you could get from virtually any other major media source for the amount of money that we spend. Could you pick up the phone now and call 888-291-8000. Get your pledge matched dollar for dollar, whatever it is, 888-291-8000. And when you make that pledge, get us one step closer to a $23,000 bonus for today. 888-291-8000.
And right now we have registered 54 donors thus far, so we need to get another 46 donors in the next 15 minutes. We got our work cut out for us. Please do help keep the phone lines full. We're really going to need people from all over the place to call in and support us. And as I mentioned, God promises eternal rewards. Also, if you don't have to be a new donor in order to call in and support. You could be a returning donor who supported us in the past, but maybe hadn't been able to for a while, or you can call and increase your level of support. That also will count as being one of the donors that we need to get in just the next few minutes in order to be on target for meeting today's match. So regardless of whether you're a brand new donor who's never supported before, or whether you're a returning donor, or whether you're an increasing donor, please do give us a call, 888-291-8000. Once again, that's 888-291-8000, or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com 24/7 from anywhere in the world.
I'll tell you what, we try to be honest with you what the need is. 57 gifts in, 11 callers on the line right now. If each of those callers makes a gift, then we're at about 30 calls we need in the next 14 minutes, about 30 calls. Can you be one of those people who calls and makes your gift now? 888-291-8000. Going to Bob in Michigan watching on YouTube. Bob, thank you for waiting. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy Akin.
Thank you. So my question for Jimmy is, what does he know about the old Jewish legend of the golem? What is it? Where does it come from? And is there any kind of real-world historical basis to it?
All right.
Okay, so a golem is a figure that some branches of Judaism talk about, such as Kabbalistic Judaism. It's basically an artificial man. There are reports of particularly holy rabbis, like, for example, the classic account is one from the 16th century, where a rabbi named Judah Lo ben Bezalel of Prague was able to create an anthropomorphic creature. So anthropomorphic means human-formed creature. He's able to create basically a man out of clay or mud, the same way that God did, and then give it a kind of animated life. Unlike God, he didn't create a full living human being out of mud, but he was able to give it a kind of animated existence. I plan on covering golems in the future on Mysterious World. I haven't done a ton of research on them yet, though I do have some resources for doing that research. I think that it is very unlikely that any golem have ever existed in the real world, but that is the story. Basically, it's an artificial man that's made out of mud and is given a kind of animated existence and then can be used for various purposes by the rabbi who created it.
I'm not really into artificial men made out of mud. I don't want to meet any of them. Thank you very much for the call. I hope that was helpful to you. I'll tell you what, callers are being helpful to us right now. 16 calls on the line right now, just 5 lines open. That's wonderful to see. But could we fill those 5 lines up? Because as I said, we're about 30 gifts away from the 100 that we need to do this hour to be on track for 200 today. And if we get 200 gifts in today, we have a group that will give us a $23,000 bonus. 888-291-8000 is the number to call, or it goes to the same place and it counts the same way if you go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
And remember, as St. Paul said, don't be deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, he shall reap. You spend all your money on pleasing your flesh, then St. Paul says from the flesh you're going to reap corruption. But if you sow to please the Spirit, which in context means financially supporting the ministry of God's word and those who teach you God's word, then from the Spirit you'll reap eternal life. So there are eternal rewards to be obtained. Please do give us a call, not just for our benefit, but for yours, by calling 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000.
I am going to go back to the phones and let Jimmy answer another question. If please keep calling or going to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, because CatholicAnswersRadio.com, those count as well. Thank you to everybody who's so generously picked up the phone and called so far today. Let me go to Tony right here in California, listening to EWTN on Channel 130, Sirius XM Satellite Radio. Tony, I'm going to have to ask you to just ask your question quickly for Jimmy so we'll be able to get you an answer.
What's the meaning of Catechism paragraph 677?
Holy smokes, you did do that quickly. Thank you, Tony.
Yeah, my compliments on that. So the paragraph in question says, the church will enter the glory of the kingdom only through this final Passover, when she will follow the Lord in his death and resurrection. The kingdom will be fulfilled then not by a historic triumph of the church through a progressive ascendancy, but only by God's victory over the final unleashing of evil, which will cause his bride to come down from heaven. God's triumph over the revolt of evil will take the form of the last judgment after the final cosmic upheaval of this passing world. So what the Catechism is talking about is before Jesus Christ comes back, things are going to get bad. They're going to get really bad for the church, and the church will almost die. That's what it means when it says the church will follow the Lord in his passion and resurrection. So the church will almost die under persecution from the Antichrist, but then Jesus will return, the bride of Christ, the heavenly city, New Jerusalem, will descend, Jesus will dispatch the Antichrist and the forces of evil, and the final resurrection of the dead and the final judgment and the eternal order will take place.
I really appreciate that you did that quickly, because that gives us a minute where we can ask again for folks to call or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You can also text the word Catholic to 24365. That will also allow you to make your pledge. Every pledge is matched dollar for dollar. Each pledge gets us one closer to a $23,000 bonus.
And currently, we've registered 72 donors so far this hour, which is a lot of progress from where we started out. So thank you to everyone who's called in. But we're still going to need more people to call in. And the good news is we're now close enough to the end of the show. You will not miss anything. There are now several minutes before the beginning of the next hour where you can call in and make your donation, whether you're a first-time donor, whether you're a returning donor, or whether you're a donor who's increasing their amount. Any way that goes, you have time now to call in without missing anything. The number to call is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. We got a bunch of Catholic Answers employees who are sitting right by their desks with their lines open, waiting to receive your call. So it's not going to take a long time. You'll get right through. They will process your donation very quickly, and then you can be back in time to listen to the next hour. So please help us out right now. Give us a call and light up the phone lines at 888-291-8000. You can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're now almost to 80. We're just over. We're at 81 donations per hour. We need another 19 in just the next few minutes, and we will be on target for making our 200 donations today, which will trigger the $23,000 match. So please do give us a call, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And thank you so much when you do.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much. And folks are lighting up the lines right now. If you have to, if you don't get through, just call back because they're working their way through a lot of call volume right now, which is a beautiful thing to see. I will say again before we have to go that if you come in at the $10 a month level or any monthly pledge, $10 or more, it's a great level to come in at when everything is being matched dollar for dollar. So your full year pledge is matched today to us. And when we've got that, every gift is getting us one closer to a $23,000 gift. But also you get the new book, Sola Scriptura Doesn't Work, and you become a member of the Society 315 here, which includes the T-shirt and all the goodies that come with it. But also you get a full year of the Premium Hallow app. So I'll just, before we go to the break, just make the suggestion. Maybe you, if you could, especially if you're a new donor, maybe $10 a month is something that you can handle, maybe 20 or 25 a month. Those help us get closer to our goal. They're matched dollar for dollar, and they get you all those nice gifts. 888-291-8000 or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It looks like we are at just about 90 now, and so I'll let you know when we come back on the other side if we make that 200, but because of your generosity, it's looking pretty good. And Jimmy, what a great hour. Thank you very much.
Very farewell, Cy Kellett, and break a leg next hour.
Hey, very farewell, Jimmy. Right back with Carla Broussard. If you're on the line, hang on the line. If you haven't called yet, 888-391-8000. We'll get you right into the studio, and we'll take your call next hour.